we're going to come back to this Tesco story, which is emerging today. Tesco's have admitted to the Nolan Show that there is an issue with unleaded fuel that was sold from their Bangor store. Now, Tesco's don't, they have two Bangor stores. Maybe Tesco's could specify which Bangor store. We believe it's the Bloomfield store in Bangor. We're hearing there was an issue with unleaded fuel being sold from the Bloomfield Bangor store on Saturday afternoon. We have one listener who's contacted us this morning to say that their car broke down after they filled up at Tesco's, and the people in the store then told them that Tesco's were pumping diesel fuel into petrol cars. Tesco's have not admitted to this yet. We are on to them. This is going as high as their head office. And, you know, this programme is publicly urging Tesco's to be upfront with their customers this morning. Kim and Bangor, another caller. What happened to you, Kim? Morning, Kim. Let's see if we can back to Kim in a second. Brian. Morning, Brian.
Morning.
Go ahead, Brian.
Strange enough, I bought a lovely new Citroen car on Friday. And the next day, Saturday, I live in Bangor, the next day, Saturday, I went up to Tesco's to do some shopping and to fill the car with petrol. I was driving my lovely new car home. It's about a mile journey. I got home and the car spluttered to a stop and wouldn't restart. So I got in contact with Shaw's of Bangor, where I got my car. I accused them of selling me a dud. They came out. They took the car back to the garage. They called me yesterday to say they had detected diesel in the petrol, which I'd filled the car with. And to cut a very long story short, I decided to drive back to Tesco's garage to see if there was any sign of some kind of mishap. The lane where the petrol pump lane where I bought the petrol was closed. I went into the garage and the staff told me that there had been contamination of the unleaded fuel on Saturday. The fuel, they said, had been contaminated by diesel. And I have to say, the local staff were very, very helpful. But upon hearing that, I had to drive back up to the garage where I got my new Citroen and apologise to them because it was embarrassing. I'd accused them of selling me a dud.
Which they hadn't done. It was nothing to do
which
with
they
it.
Hadn't. It was nothing to do with them.
How do you feel about the fact that Tesco's have not been proactive here in getting out, putting a public message out to say, listen, here's what's happened, we're sorry?
Yeah, it's not good. And I was in circumstances where it made sense for me to call the garage to take the car back. If I hadn't just bought it, I wouldn't have had a clue what was going on. And so, I would have wanted Tesco's to contact me to tell me what...
Brian, tell you what, stay there for me if you can. Another caller now, Kim and Bangor. This is all starting to rack up. Morning, Kim.
Hi.
What happened to you?
Well, I went in and got petrol at 2:45 in the afternoon on Saturday. And I took a trip to Belfast, wondering what was wrong with my car. Started shuddering. And I went round shop and came back into the car after getting parked and turned the car on. And it was jumping. You know, like if you stalled the car, and I thought, there's something not right about this. So I took it back to Bangor. I wouldn't go over like 30 miles per hour, thinking there's something seriously wrong with it. Rang Tesco's in Linfield. They told me that it was contaminated with diesel. The store ladies, like Shauna, she was lovely. She gave me the telephone number and what I had to do in the morning to ring head office. So I waited in the morning, rang head office, couldn't get through. So I rang back to the store and spoke to another girl called Angela. And she brought out a company to drain my car on my front door. So the petrol was drained and then I was handed £175.
You were handed the bill?
I was handed the bill.
You were not handed the bill?
I was handed the bill, even though Tesco organised that.
Tesco's pumped the wrong type of fuel into your car.
Yep.
They then send a company out to your house.
My front door.
To drain your car.
That's
after
right.
Their cock-up, and Tesco send you the bill.
Yeah, I have the receipt. I have the receipt.
You are winding me up.
No, I have the receipt in my hand. I have the receipt for my petrol. I put 18 litres of petrol in, which I so far thought was petrol. Do I want my £175 back?
Every little helps, Tesco. Every little helps.
And I want my money
back. Let me say this again. Tesco's pump the wrong type of petrol into many motorist cars.
Yep.
They then send out a private company to drain the fuel after their cock-up, and they hand you the bill.
That's right. So I rang head office. I rang head office and spoke to a man in head office, give him all my details. What he asked, I give them all. He says he's going to send me out an email for to try and claim this back after it's been investigated to make sure that it was diesel in the petrol. So I couldn't wait any longer. Monday morning, had enough, hadn't heard nothing. So I rang head office back. Then to be told that my details were not logged in their system. So I had to re-log all my details, then to wait another 48 hours for that email. Why? Why do I have to pay the bill? Why do I have to wait 48 hours?
And why, to this very second, why have Tesco's still not publicly admitted that they were pumping diesel into petrol cars? Why have they not admitted that? Why is this language, this carefully coded language, we're aware of an issue? Now, what we have done is we have found a tweet. This is interesting. We have found a tweet that purports to be from a Tesco account to one individual person on Twitter. Bran, you're still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
And I'll read this tweet from Tesco. It looks to be from a Tesco account. And it says, "Hi, yes, diesel fuel has been placed in two of the unleaded tanks. The petrol station was also closed but is now reopened." So that's what Tesco's are saying to individuals. And yet when they give public statements to the Nolan Show, it's an issue. For goodness sake, in this day and age, can a company be open? Can they be transparent? Can they tell customers what has actually happened from their business? And I'll tell you what, there's another issue of confidence here. You know, are we sure that every store in Tesco now that are pumping fuel, have they got it right? Today, have they got it right? How did this mistake happen, Brian?
Well, that's a good question. I, like the previous caller, was given a number at Tesco head office to call. They ran me through what the what would happen, that I would get a call today from Tesco head office. I asked what is the purpose of that call, but they weren't actually able to tell me. But my understanding is when I go back to collect my car today, hopefully my lovely new car from the garage, that I will have to settle the bill directly with the garage, even though it's Tesco's who caused the problem and who know they caused the problem and have yet to contact me since my call through to them yesterday.
There are, and we'll try to get a mechanic on before the end of the program this morning, and because there are some people, and I have no idea about cars. I know nothing about cars, but there are some people I see contacting the phone-in room this morning that maybe know a little bit more about cars than I do, suggesting that actually this can cause long-term problems with cars, even if the fuel is drained. Catalytic converters and all that kind of stuff. I don't even know what a catalytic converter does, never mind if it can be fixed. So we'll try to get an expert on before the end of the show today to tell us. Here's another caller now, Karen in Bangor. Morning to you, Karen.
Good morning.
If you are just joining us today, just before we hear from you, Karen, if you are just joining us today, let me sum up here what's happened. The Nolan Show has discovered that Tesco's in Bloomfield and Bangor have an issue with their petrol. We have now heard from three listeners who have told us that diesel was being pumped into cars when it should have been petrol. Tesco's have admitted there is an issue. They haven't gone any further than describing it as an issue. We're hearing now that people's cars have been breaking down. Mm-hmm. Karen, what happened to you?
Well, my daughter went on Saturday morning and put £15 of petrol in the car at pump 4, and she drove home about a mile and the car just spluttered and black smoke coming out and broke down. I at that stage didn't have time to look at it, so 3 o'clock in the afternoon, I was in work at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, we had a look. We got my neighbour who works with cars, and he came and had a look. And round where, you know, where you put the petrol into the car, there was like a black, greasy, oily stuff. And he says, where petrol evaporates, he said, that's like diesel. So first of all, I thought she's put the wrong in the car, but it wasn't. The receipt says unleaded. So we went up to Tesco's. I drove my husband's car up to Tesco's, and I went in, and the guy was very helpful behind the desk. He said, but I'll get the manager from the main store to come over. So she came over, and she said, I explained to her, and she said, well, she said, at this stage, she said, you're the first person to complain about this. She says, nobody else has complained. And she said that it wouldn't be our pumps. You know, she insinuated that my daughter was stupid putting the wrong fuel in. And she said, it wouldn't be, we're checked thoroughly. And I said, look, my car is 8,000 miles on it. I said, it's a new car. And I said, it was working fine. And then you put £15 of petrol in, and then a mile and a half later, it breaks down. What does that tell you? So she gave me the, she said that the manager of the petrol station was coming in at 6 and she would contact me. Now, as we were coming out of the store, I overheard a phone call to one of the guys, and it was from a mechanic with somebody with a similar, somebody the same problem. So I said to them, I said, well, why aren't you closing the station? Why aren't you closing the pumps? Obviously, there is a problem. And they told me, well, we have to discover which tanks it's coming from or which tanks or which pumps it's affecting. I said, well, would you not be better closing the whole station before other people have the same problem?
Well, now this gets worse. Are you suggesting that they...
At that stage, they didn't have all the pumps were going. Now, they told me at, it was 10 to 4 I went up, that I was the first person to complain about it. I don't know whether that's right or not. So my daughters went, I got the AA out at the house then, and they checked, and he said, yeah, it's like contaminated fuel. And because my car's under warranty, he said, you would need to take it to a Skoda garage to get it checked, you know. So that was, I had to wait until yesterday morning. So now I use my car for work and everything, so it's a great inconvenience. But then, on just by chance, my husband said to my daughters, take a wee drive up to Tesco and see if any of the pumps are closed now. And there was one side of the petrol station closed over. Now, this was about 6:10. So my daughter went in, and the manageress was there, and she said to her about it. And she was quite with them, because they're young, sort of blasé, you know, with them, I don't want to talk to you about it and whatever, but head office will be ringing your mum. And she said that I would have my car by Monday fixed. So we didn't understand where that was coming. So main office did ring me, but it was only a contact centre, and took my details and said that you will hear from the contamination team within 48 hours. Now, the manageress in the store in Bangor did say, yes, we do have a problem with the fuel, there's contamination. So she admitted it to my daughters then, and also to me. She
so why have they not put this message out publicly?
I don't know. I mean, my problem is there's elderly people have went in and put petrol in their car. Their cars broke down. They're not on Facebook. They don't see other people with the same problems. You know, well, then also my car was towed up yesterday morning. The AA man that towed my car up yesterday morning said that mine was the 9th car that he had taken up yesterday to a garage. I was advised by him the least that anybody would do is have to drain your system, yes, but you would need a new fuel filter or whatever. But Skoda are now telling me that it's going to have to be a new complete fuel system in the car. So Tesco, I rang them yesterday morning to say, nobody's contacted me here, you know, it's not acceptable. And the guy said, I'll get somebody to contact me. So the cross-contamination team rang me yesterday, and she said, we will be in contact. You see, I said, well, it's not acceptable. I said, there's a lot of people here without cars, and we need our cars. And I said, so Tesco are going to pay for the repairs on our cars. Well, we're not admitting liability at this stage. We don't know what the problem is. And she said, just send me your receipt, and when you get an estimate for repairs. And I said, well, I want to know, are they paying for it before? And people have to pay for the repairs first and reclaim the money. But, I mean, I don't have, and it's going to be in the hundreds of pounds worth. People don't have that sitting in their accounts for the likes of this.
So the questions, the public questions from this programme on behalf of the public, the questions from this programme this morning on behalf of the customer base in Northern Ireland to Tesco's, on behalf of the public in Northern Ireland, what is Tesco's contingency plan for people who do not have hundreds of pounds to fix cars that they have broken? So yes, what is their contingency plan? Where is their public admission as to what went wrong here? Mm-hmm. What should customers do? They've given us a, Tesco's have given us a, let me just look this up, a helpline number when they admitted an issue. Didn't go any further than that. 0800 50 55 55 is the customer service centre. Is that it?
That's, I mean, as I say now, they did ring me, the manageress did ring me back from the store on this Saturday night and said that head office will be ringing you, which they already did. But I just said it's not acceptable, a big concern like this, and it's 48 hours at the minimum before anybody speaks to you about
it. Look, I actually think this is one of the most interesting stories we've done in quite a while, because it gets into when a company does something wrong, do they? How do they act? How do they treat their customers? How many people in that Bangor store, Bloomfield Bangor store, have been affected by this? What is the extent of a damage to a car if you pump diesel into a petrol car? All of these questions we need to try to get answers to. We're going to end with the most reactive story we've done today. It's actually in today's Belfast Telegraph as well. Tesco have, according to some of our listeners, been pumping diesel petrol into cars when it should have been petrol. Leaded or unleaded petrol, I'm not sure which. They've certainly been pumping the wrong fuel into cars at their Bloomfield, their Bangor Bloomfield store. Tesco's have only said so far in a statement that they're aware of an issue and that they have apologised to any inconvenienced customers. Tesco are not being open with you as to what the issue is so far. And we've been chasing Tesco since we broke this story shortly after 9 o'clock this morning. Nothing more from Tesco. No more public information, which is interesting in itself. Now, Sam McElwain, you're a mechanic, Sam. Morning to you.
Good morning, Stephen.
Sam, what type of long-term damage would it or would it not do if the wrong fuel is pumped into a car?
Depending on how quick you get the fuel out of the tank, you can do damage to seals, injectors and the catalytic converter. Some of the damage will be hidden and won't be apparent at the start.
So it all depends. You're from Integrity Tyres in Lisburn. It all depends, Sam, how quickly the fuel is taken out of the car. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, and how far it gets up the fuel lines. What you probably have there is a person who's putting the wrong fuel in unwittingly and driving off, and by the time they find out, the fuel's probably already made its way into the engine. At that point, you can have severe damage, especially in the more modern cars.
What does that mean, severe damage?
You can have, as I said, the seals will be gone, the fuel filter at least will be changed, fuel lines probably, and the catalytic converter can be damaged.
So really, really important then, that if the wrong fuel's been put into a car, that there's a public information service to tell those people, don't drive the car any further.
Yes. I would say you probably need to put something there very quickly to tell people to stop driving. Although, by the time they've probably read that, the car has stopped. It'll not take too long for that kind of fuel to get up into the system.
Sam, thank you very much indeed, sir. Thank you.
No problem at all, Stephen. Anything.
Thank you. Major, major question for Tesco this morning. So there's a mechanic saying, it is vital to be telling people to stop driving a car if the wrong fuel's been put into it in order to minimise the damage. And meanwhile, with our supplementary questions from Tesco, what is the issue? Do they admit the wrong fuel's been put into a car? Silence from one of the biggest brand names in Northern Ireland to the Nolan Show about this morning. What on earth are Tesco's doing? We'll follow this story up tomorrow morning.